It's Easter Sunday, a day full of rejoicing and alleluias. Our Easter garden is a beautiful sign of life, and our church is filled with song. And friends, I am not 100% feeling it this year. The grief and anxiety of what is happening in our nation and our world, as food aid is discontinued and people in this country and around the world go hungry, as people are illegally detained, there is war and genocide around the world. What's more, the anxiety and grief in so many of our own lives and families as well. It's heavy this year, friends. This week, I was working in my office and I thought, I need some Easter music. And so I pulled out, I've always thought of this album by Gungor called Beautiful Things as an Easter album. So I pulled it out, I listened. The first song is Dry Bones. I listened again, and I thought, this is a psalm for Easter. It is deeply grounded in the biblical tradition, in the tradition of psalms which move from the feeling of lament and crying out into the hope and trust for God. In the story from the prophet Ezekiel of the dry bones, the valley filled with dry bones. You remember this story? And the breath of God comes into them and they live again. In the promise of Revelation that God will make all things new. My soul cries out, my soul. Resurrection, the women and the angels and the empty tomb. Luke's story feels appropriate to me today as it is kind of filled with uncertainty and tension. There is not actually a risen Jesus in this story. That doesn't come until later when he appears on the road to Cleopas and his friend on their way to Emmaus. Now we have the angels who say to the women, why do you look for the living among the dead? Now there's a question. You almost got a whole sermon on that question this morning. That'll be another year. Why do we look for the living among the dead? They say, he is not here, he is risen. And then they tell the confused and frightened women to remember. Remember what he told you. Remember what he said and did when he was with you. Many years ago, when I was in my 20s and I was making my slow way through my seminary studies, I spent a year working with an HIV/AIDS ministry. It was a Catholic order that's devoted to healthcare that had started up this ministry working with people with HIV. And I was going out to churches in the area doing some HIV awareness, also working with some bereaved families and visiting the young men who were in the nursing facility. Part of our ministry was a house in which a number of young men with advanced disease were living together. These are men who mostly had been rejected by their families, and they were living out the end of their life with the physical and spiritual support of St. Camillus. And then something completely unexpected happened. Some new medications were approved, and suddenly these men had access to medicine, which, while it didn't cure them, would bring the virus down to undetectable level, giving a new lease on life. Suddenly, these men who had faced the end had a new beginning. It was joyful and confusing. It was exciting and terrifying. Having lost their financial resources, their homes, their jobs, now they had a whole new life to create. I can't say that I can imagine just what that would be like, but I am relating to the sense of, alleluia, praise God, new life. Now what? And that's when I come back to the women and the angels and the exhortation to remember. Remember what Jesus said and did when he was with you. Remember the way he loved you and what he has given you. Pastor Nancy Clare Pitt writes, "The admonition to remember grounds the mystery of the resurrection in the everyday world of human living. The boundless gift of the empty tomb cannot be separated from the words and actions of Jesus during his human life. Resurrection is an invitation to live as Jesus lived. It is a doorway to a life in which meals are shared with enemies, healing is offered to the hopeless, prophetic challenges are issued to the powerful. Only now, it is not just Jesus who does these things. It is we, ourselves, who see at last the subversive power of the resurrection in order to live it now." That is the message I needed to hear this year. You've probably heard me say, we might often wish for the risen Christ to come as a superhero and just fix it all up. That would be good. But instead, we have a Christ who comes into each of our lives, moving quietly for our wholeness and our healing and inviting us to be his followers. Christ is risen right here in this messy, scary, beautiful world where we live every day. Christ is risen and meets us just where we most need healing and hope. Christ is risen, and he invites us into a life of helping and healing and hoping, sharing in his compassion, right? As his Easter people sent out into a hurting world. Jesus, you're the one who saves us, constantly creates us into something new. Jesus, surely you will find us, surely the Messiah will make all things new. Life is breaking out, is breaking out, is breaking out. And love is breaking out, is breaking out, is breaking out. And so we acclaim it together. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.